you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
And this coming Sunday, TLC, we're going to be doing our live reactions to it. So come join us for that.
Yes,
YouTube.com/Steven Larson. But of course, in the grand tradition of pay-per-views, what do we do, Larson?
Predictions.
That's right.
Before we start with these, let's explain confidence points. Here's how it goes. You assign a point value to your picks. The more confident you are in that pick, the higher the point value. There's a point value for each match. For example, 7 confirmed matches for this show.
Correct.
The match you're most confident in, you give how many points?
7.
Exactly. But there's like a bunch of matches that could happen. They haven't been announced yet as we're shooting this Thursday afternoon. So there's like 4 matches we're going to include at the end that could happen. We'll pick winners for each correct pick. Only worth a single point.
Correct.
They have to make these things so complicated because they don't want to advertise matches in advance.
Oh, yeah. No, people just, yeah. Whatever, Vince.
Anyways, let's get to it. First match, Aleister Black versus Buddy Murphy.
Oh, piss off, Ghost. Aleister Black is, all you can go. This match, I'll put it this way. This match will determine how Paul Heyman feels about both these guys.
Correct.
Like, who does he feel is the bigger star? Because from what we understand, he likes both of them. Aleister Black has been in the ring for a very long time. I have no reason to believe that he's going to lose this match. So I have 5 confidence points on Aleister Black winning this match.
I have 4 on Aleister winning match. However, I think it'd be kind of interesting if they somehow had Buddy pull out a victory.
Mm-hmm.
Just to see how it affects the confidence of Aleister Black. Like, I've been sitting in this room this whole time waiting for them to pick a fight with me. Someone does and I lose. Maybe I should change my strategy.
Yeah, yeah. Now that'd be good. That'd be interesting. That would probably kill all the mystique that Aleister has built up, but I feel like they've done that anyway.
Yeah, they haven't really done anything to build his mystique since he left NXT.
Not really.
Anyways, next, Viking Raiders, they have an open challenge for their Raw Tag Team Championships. Viking Raiders totally gonna win this. I got 5 confidence points. Moss will deliver our prop bet. I think their opponents are gonna be the OC, Gallows, and Anderson.
I think that's a good bet right there. I too will say the Viking Raiders will in fact win this match. I've got 6 confidence points because, come on, they're not going to lose an open. Unless the one caveat is, unless it's AOP.
Too early.
Which is way too early.
Too early.
So that's not going to happen. No. It's probably going to be the OC, but who else could it possibly be?
Hawkins and Ryder.
Right? Nobody else. There's nobody else that makes any sense. Unless they... No. Yeah, no, nobody else makes sense.
Nobody else
there is
sense.
No, like...
Unless the Usos come back.
There's no... Yeah. There's, but then they're going to lose.
Yeah, no.
There's no Raw version of Shorty G and Mustafa Ali, where it's like a popular thrown together team. Mm-hmm. They don't have that on Raw. So,
not really.
Unless I'm not thinking about somebody. Anyways, after that, we've got Rusev versus Bobby Lashley in the hottest storyline going today, like it or not.
It's a tables match, too.
Oh, it's a tables match. Okay.
Yeah, they can use tables.
Well, that's cool. I think that this feud will not end anytime soon. And because of that, Bob Lashley's totally going to win. I've got 4 confidence points on it. And it's going to be the highest rated thing on YouTube because Lana's getting involved somehow, some way. That's how it goes, Larson.
Yeah, I'm going against my gut here and saying Rusev's going to win.
Just because you wish it doesn't mean it will happen.
Because I wish it, and that's pretty much the only reason why I'm picking Rusev, because I want it to be over.
See, I go the other way. I go with the stupidest thing that they're going to do, or that I think they're going to do, in hopes that it doesn't come true.
See, here's what it is. I'm going to pick Rusev to win. Lashley loses. He's tired of the Lana drama, and then dumps her right there.
It's too early for that.
It's too early for that.
That's a Mania moment, man.
No, that's not a Mania
moment. Or a Rumble moment.
But it's too early for that. But it's one of those things where they skip like 5 beats in the story to get to a point.
Nah, man. If Vince is going to drag anything out, it's going to be this. After that, we've got New Day versus Revival for the SmackDown Tag Team Championships.
This one is a bit of a head-scratcher because I can't make heads or tails of... Like, there's no tell as far as who is going to win this match. It's kind of put together last week after the Revival won that... what do they call it? Not a gauntlet. Elimination tag match. Become number one contenders. They had a really good promo afterwards.
This is the thing. We're shooting this prior to Friday Night SmackDown. Yes. And so we're not going to know who's going to stand tall here. I only have one confidence point on this, as do you.
Yeah.
And we did split on the winner. But Revival had that really good promo at the end of winning that match. And so I'm wondering if maybe they will do a story where the New Day has to figure out how to win without Xavier Woods around, even though they're already the champions.
Yeah, I know.
So I don't know.
Here's my thinking, picking the New Day.
They have a new podcast.
There's that, but also there's still a very good chance that Revival are going to be done in WWE in April. And WWE, they tried the thing. We'll put the belts on, see to convince them to stay. Apparently that didn't work. So
there's still time. There's still four months left.
There is still time. Although if the Revival have their minds made up, that's that, maybe. So get the New Day a really good win here at TLC before they move on to something else on the road to WrestleMania.
After that, we have Bray Wyatt, Firefly Funhouse Bray Wyatt, mind you, not The Fiend, versus The Miz. However, it wouldn't surprise me if maybe there is some weird Fiend stuff going on here. I don't know. In any event, there is no way Miz is beating anybody here. This is Bray Wyatt. I've got the most confidence points available, 7 on this match. Bray Wyatt wins.
Same. No way Bray loses this match. It's not even a title match.
Yeah, doesn't mean anything.
It's not a title match. It really doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
As of now, it's not a title match.
Question is, will Firefly Funhouse Bray Wyatt replace The Miz and his own family? That's what Miz has to be worrying about right now.
Correct.
Not even picking up a win, Bray replacing him and his family.
Correct.
Yeah.
Next, for the Women's Tag Team Championships, your champions, Asuka and Kairi Sane, taking on challengers, Becky Lynch, Charlotte Flair. Now, I explained why I thought Becky and Charlotte were going to lose on Matt Chat. That hasn't aired yet, so I have to kind of say it again in a shorter form. Essentially, this match is going to serve three purposes. One, establish Asuka and Kairi as a dominant force in the tag team division. They're going to win. Two, short-term set storyline, furthering a storyline, between Asuka and Becky Lynch, where Becky can't beat Asuka until the Rumble when Becky gets her win back. Finally, build up to whatever four horsemen thing they're going to do at Mania this year between Becky, Charlotte, Sasha, and Bayley. So Asuka and Kairi win, 2 confidence points.
All right. I'm going to stray even from what I have here. I'm going back to my original,
wow.
My original thought. I think Becky and Charlotte are going to win this. They're going to become the new women's tag team champions for a very short period of time. We are going to get them as champions together. They will not be able to coexist. We will get probably Asuka and Kairi Sane picking these things back up, maybe even on Raw on Monday. But I think that we are going to get Becky Lynch and Charlotte as women's tag team champions. They are too dominant of force, and Asuka and Kairi Sane keep on squeaking out these victories in handicap matches. I'm putting 2 confidence points on this. If I win, yay me. If not, everything you just said makes total logical sense. So it wouldn't surprise me, but why not go on a limb?
There you go.
Roman Reigns versus King Corbin is next. This is a TLC match.
Correct. Probably gonna main event the show too.
Yeah. And you don't bet against Roman Reigns.
Never.
But I do only have 3 confidence points on him because I could see them not wanting to end this feud, even though with Roman Reigns, it doesn't matter. Like, feuds can continue. He just win after win after win. But it's a TLC match, which means, like, they can do any number of things to get Baron a really tainted victory over Roman. Still, it's Roman, and I'm not going to bet against him, so I have 3 confidence points.
Yeah, never bet against Roman. I got 6 confidence points. Baron lost one of his henchmen of late. Bob Roode suspended for wellness
True.
Policy violation. Yeah. I don't know if that's going to affect the story they plan on telling in this match whatsoever. The numbers won't overwhelmingly be in Baron's advantage going into this, unless he hires another henchman, which he seems to have. He seems to be
endless supply.
Adept at. Yeah. Nonetheless, Roman goes over 6 confidence points. Let's talk about some matches that might happen. There's a lot of them. First, it's been rumored that if Braun Strowman can get over his back spasms, he will challenge Shinsuke Nakamura for the Intercontinental title. If this match happens, I feel like Nakamura is going to retain. I don't know if they're going to have Braun win the belt in such a hastily put together feud.
If this match happens, I feel like Braun Strowman's going to win because it's going to be like, number one, they're not doing anything with this Sami Zayn faction. He literally showed up on Raw advocating for Mojo Rawley, so like they're not doing anything with it. And if that's the case, then why have such a prestigious title on Shinsuke Nakamura in that faction? Take it off him, give it to Braun, sort of a shock thing. Oh, Braun might be back in a title scene of some sort, having the Intercontinental Championship. And maybe they'll seek to reestablish him as like a non-celebrity guy, but it's probably wishful thinking.
Yeah, it probably is. Next, Seth Rollins versus Kevin Owens.
This one was rumored to have happened and then had been scratched for some reason.
Seth broke his pinky. But he's been cleared to wrestle.
Oh, that's why he had the thing on. Okay.
Yeah, he broke his pinky. Nonetheless, if this match happens, that 3-on-1 beatdown that Kevin Owens wants to get
over
with,
official.
It will happen here, yeah. And either Seth will win because of AOP interference, or it'll be a DQ thing. Regardless, Seth is going to stand tall in some capacity.
Yeah, I agree with that totally. There's also the very distinct possibility we're going to get either Sasha or Bayley versus Lacey Evans, in which case Lacey Evans had the upper hand the entire time, except when she got beat down by Bayley with the chair. And then whatever happens on SmackDown on Friday. Anyways, I got Sasha and Bayley on this one if that happens.
Yeah, whoever faces Lacey Evans at TLC is probably going to pick up the win.
Mm-hmm.
Next, AJ Styles versus Randall Orton. They got a bit of a feud going on now.
Yeah.
No match has been announced, however, it wouldn't surprise me if it were to happen. AJ picked up the win at WrestleMania last year. Give Randy a win.
They seem really, really high on AJ Styles right now and the OC. Although they did just have AJ lose his title again. Let's see here on Raw. AJ
Randy,
lost.
Yeah, Randy cost him his match.
So I'm going to flip my answer here. I'm going to say AJ just because, like, you know, Randy just got the better of him. So why not?
All right, fair enough. Again, we'll be streaming our live reactions to TLC starting at 3:30.
That sounds good.
3:30 Pacific time on Sunday. YouTube.com/Steven Larson. I hope to see you all there to join us for what might be a fun show.
I'm sure. I think it actually will be. I think that like the lower level pay-per-views historically, recently anyways, have actually been kind of a bit of a fun, you know, they've been fun shows, and probably get some decent matches, and then Broken Skull Sessions with Goldberg afterwards.
True.
Yeah.
Oh, that should be good.
Yeah, that should be good. Nothing else. Thanks for watching. Till next time, we'll talk to you later. Hit that like button.
Smash
By the
it.
Way, hit that like button.
Smash it.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angi.com.
Do you follow automotive news, or do you just like cars and want to see what the heck's going on? Well, then you might like Donut Media's new podcast, The Big Three. Hi, I'm James Pumphrey, and every week, me and my co-host slash two of my top five friends, Nolan Sykes and Joe Weber, unpack the latest and greatest in automotive news and trends on The Big Three. You'll also get a lot of laughs, hot takes, and personal insight on cars from the biggest car guys in automotive media. So, whether you're a hardcore enthusiast or just a person who goes, that's a good looking car, check out The Big Three, available wherever you get your podcasts, or you can watch the full videos at Donut Podcasts on YouTube.